We're going to talk about the Antichrists with a plural. And the Antichrist, obviously, we know is the evil one, but we're going to talk about the minions, the others, the ones that are still around and are Antichrists. And I bought this book today, which I'm going to pass to the children. Has anyone ever done Where's Wally? Where's Wally? It's fun, isn't it? Yeah, except once you've done it, haven't you? Because you know where they are. But in each picture, there is one person who is different, and that is Wally. And Wally is the one that you're looking for, if you've not done this before. So if you bear that in mind about the difference around people around us, how we are so different and yet so unique, but only some of us believe in the Godhead, the Trinity, the three in one. I'm going to test us. Does anyone... I know Alan does. Does anyone know John 3:16 and could say it? Well, actually, you had your hand up first. Sorry, Sister Josephine, we'll sort it out later. You've got a loud voice because you've been in the police. Yeah. So the idea is we have to believe in Christ, and it is Christ who was sent by God to save us, and we have to hang on to that. So we need to be united in the way we approach this. We have to believe in it all our lives that God sent his Son and the incarnation was Christ, and the Holy Spirit is our comforter, the one who's with us since Christ died. But all three were there at the very beginning of creation. So I'm only saying that as a spoiler, because you might meet people who say, but oh yeah, I only believe in God, or I only believe in the Spirit. But we have to believe in all three. So we're going to look at a scripture this morning, and Brother McQuinn's going to carry on next week, verse 28. So this is 1 John 2:18-27. And I'd like a volunteer to read it out. Is anyone willing to do that? You want to do it? Are you going to read it from there? It's going to be projected. Are you going to be okay with that? Do you want to read it? Okay. All right. Well, you can read it to me later. Someone else? Yeah. Wonderful. That's unity. Thank you.
Right, we're going to do it together. Ready? Dear children, this is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belonged to us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. I do not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth. Who is the liar? It is whoever denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a person is the Antichrist, denying the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has a Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also. As for you, see that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father.
Thank you. Now, has anyone read this book, 1 John 2? Has anyone read this book? Yeah? Okay. This isn't a complicated book. It's a short letter from John. Some say he might have written it in prison, in shackles even. But he wrote it to a church that was emerging, but also becoming sinful within that church. John's letters are the only books in the Bible to mention the Antichrist. You cannot see the Antichrist in any of the others. And in 1 John, he mentions them, but he also mentions in chapter 2 and chapter 4, and he will call the same group of people false prophets. John's quick to point out that there is not just one Antichrist, but many, and that they are part of our churches, and they are part of our churches now as much as they were then. Many people were part of John's church at the beginning, but they chose to leave. And it says there, but their going showed that none of them belonged to us. They could not believe in the risen Christ. It was too hard for them. They couldn't get it. And so John was trying to wake people up and alert them to the war that was raging inside the church, just as it is now. And this is where the church will be, where the Antichrist will attack first. Many couldn't believe that Christ was the Son of God. They were Antichrist. Does that make sense? Antichrist. And Christos is Greek. Christ, Christos is Greek, and it means the anointed one. And throughout scriptures, God has anointed many people. For instance, King David. For instance, our king now was anointed in a very secret way at the coronation. He is derobed, and he was given the oil of anointing, because he's thought to be in a divine line of kings. But we know who the real king is. Many kings come and go. The real king is King Jesus. Yeah? Being anointed means that God chose, he commissioned, he anointed, and he filled them with his Holy Spirit to save his people. To save his people. Many kings that we read about, in fact, you struggle to find a king that was good in the Bible. Many kings that we read about were evil and corrupt and still are, but he is the one king, and he is anointed. Therefore, he has anointed us because Christ is in us. So to deny that Jesus is not an anointed one means you are literally antichrist, against Christ, and against God's plans to save his people. That's pretty scary. If someone's telling you what they consider the truth, and yet they're still not going to think about your saving, so that you go to eternity. But these antichrists weren't just telling people about their unbelief, they were killing people as well. Literally killing them. They were killing their souls. They were leading them down the wrong track, as I always say, going down a rabbit hole. In John's Gospel 16:2-3, it says, "They will put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time is when anyone who kills you will think he offers God service." Completely another way of thinking. But we read that people like this would persecute and kill the disciples, which, you know, it happened. The disciples were killed. And John's community at that time were living through that experience. We aren't, but they were living through it. And they knew it. They knew it well. So John encourages them in their confusion and despair, and he gives them the gospel message, which is the one thing we give away as a gift. How many people during the week will have that opportunity? I'm not asking for a lifting of hands, but we all have that opportunity to tell people why Christ died, to tell them that they are sinners, but they have a way out. It's the exit door, but they have to believe in Jesus Christ. So John said, "Just as it has taught you, the Spirit has taught you, you abide in him." That's in verse 27. But the good news is that those that believe in the resurrected Christ are saved, and they are anointed by God. And those who are against God's disciples have no power. We could be really scared about that because we see, and right at the moment we're going through watching scenes of anarchy on the streets, people just looting, and the evil one is having a delightful time. But we mustn't be fearful because God is the supreme power. We do not need to be afraid because God sent his Son in the flesh, the anointed one. The anointed one. So antichrists live in the world, but God's anointing lives in us. Antichrist might teach and sound convincing to the world outside, but we have a better teacher living in us to remind us of what is true. We have the Bible to know the truth, and we have the gift of discernment to understand and perceive it. We don't need to fear philosophies, conspiracy theories, arguments, worldviews that are anti-Jesus, because the world and its views are passing away. I was a bit worried about the children hearing this, because we're talking about the last hour. The last hour is when Christ comes again. We don't know, it could be tomorrow. So we have to live like this is the last hour. We need to trust that God is in charge and not be confused by false prophecy. If you're not sure, run it by somebody, because we don't want to be standing alone. It's a dangerous place to be. We can get picked off. So that all that will be left will pass away, but the news that Jesus rose as the anointed one and he is commissioned by God to save us from death is the hope, and I've put a capital H in my notes, the hope that we trust in. Our hope is stronger than any of those things our eyes will see. In 1 John 4:4, we read, "Little children, you are from God and have overcome the Antichrist." Hallelujah. "Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." And far from demeaning his children, those children, the sheep that he was looking after, the pastor, John loves them. And if you're a wise father, you long to prepare those who believe in Christ for the journey ahead. It's not an easy journey. We know that. There will be troubles. We even sang about them. And a good dad sees what is coming and he builds up his children for future obstacles and difficulties. We can do that if we're not a father. Here's some children. Encourage them. Tell them about Christ. They're learning. They need to be resilient. They need to be robust in the Lord to get through this life. And a good father helps them grow into adulthood. The Spirit wants to do the same for us. But there are enemies of this maturing process. We live in chaotic seasons. We live in a time where fewer and fewer people are being told the gospel. Even at school, it was standard practice when I was a child to have Christian assembly. Not now. It's multi-faith, and very often it's about topics. Very often it's about science, when I looked it up. So if a believer isn't ready and equipped, he'll be decimated, he'll be overwhelmed. But all of us can connect with turning on the television, listening to the radio, scrolling down our phones and seeing vivid images that upset us and make us feel overwhelmed. Go back to the truth. We need to keep our hope and our trust in the Saviour. He is anointed, we are anointed, and we just need the simple message of receiving the Word of God by the Spirit. We are protected in this season because of that. Even in the last hour, we are protected. In Timothy 4:3-4, we read, "For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passion and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths." And in 1 John 2:27, we read, "I write these things to you about those who are trying to deceive you." There are those who will try to deceive us. Itching ears. If you itch your ears, you have to put your finger in and you block a message coming in. So I think itching ears was a symbolic. You're not listening to the real message. So when you listen to your podcast, read your books, watch your TV, the deceiver can, like a sniper, take you out at the right moment when you're feeling weak. Another reason why we need to have fellowship. Keep to the truth you've heard from the beginning with the real gospel message of Christ as the Saviour. So John wanted to bring the new believers into a level of maturity, into a level of leaning on Christ in all circumstances, even when we're fearful, even when personal circumstances feel so dire you think you can't even get out of bed in the morning, financial problems, bereavement, split relationships. These things will come. Possibly they'll come not to us, but that they'll come, all different levels. We need to have each other, to hold each other, in the name of Christ, because we carry Christ, we carry the light. So we are in this world, but not of this world. And even if the conspiring antichrists come against us, they can't win, because God's anointed one died and he rose. Hallelujah. And we are anointed with that spirit. And even when we die, Christians win. We get a place in eternity. So don't be afraid, he will come again and he will save us once and for all. John helps us to know that the Bible is the truth. There is a time when Christ will come to finish delivering his warning to the world, and that we've got the privilege of being in the God's army on this earth. So may the Holy Spirit open our eyes to see that Jesus is the anointed Christ. Give us the strength to carry on each day. Give us the opportunities to spread the gospel message. And know that the antichrists are defeated with all their power, as well as the antichrist. So finally, the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will kill with the breath of his mouth and bring to nothing by the appearance of his coming. From 2 Thessalonians 2:8. Hallelujah. I'm going to read a prayer just at the end, if you can bear with me. Thank you for listening. Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the knowledge of the truth revealed through your anointing that Jesus Christ is your Son. We will acknowledge that we cannot know you except through him. Forgive us for when we have made Jesus any less than who he is, the true Son of God. We acknowledge that it is only in him and through him that we can have fellowship with you. This is to your glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.